The Department of Transportation says the largest share of the money, nearly $800 million, will be used to upgrade train speeds, moving them as fast as 160 miles per hour along portions of the heavily traveled Northeast Corridor. Another $404 million will be used to expand high-speed rail service in the Midwest, including newly constructed segments of a track that should save passengers going back and forth from Detroit and Chicago about 30 minutes. The money had initially been awarded to the Sunshine State for high-speed trains between Tampa and Orlando before Governor Rick Scott canceled the project. Matt Small, Washington.